Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer. Continue this morning with the theme of trees, and we're looking in Isaiah today for the planting of the Lord. Before we come to our reading, some words of praise. Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ. Sing psalms, hymns and sacred songs. Let us sing to God with thankful hearts. Open our lips, Lord, and we shall praise your name. Our reading this morning from Isaiah 61. And we begin this at the very first verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. I love the idea of tree planting and attending to trees. I think that's a lovely idea. But when you stand and look at a little tree, you don't see very much happening. It's there, just before you, just maybe blowing in the wind. When you look underneath and find out, there is something happening. There is what are called xylem cells that transport materials, mixtures of water and nutrients that flow up through the sap from the roots into the tree itself. There's no energy required in that. And there's a phenomenon that allows the xylem sap to flow upwards against gravity. And that's called capillary action. It's something like a pressure that comes down on the ground, and then that pressure pushes all of those nutrients up through the tree. I think that's a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. But when I think of it, our life in Christ comes like that. All the nutrients we need to live out our life of faith come from the roots. They go upwards, they go against gravity, against all things of this world, if you like. The source of our Christian life comes from the roots, to be rooted and grounded in love, Paul writes to the Ephesians. Everything there comes from the roots and up through the trees, but we don't see it. What we might see is a result, leaves on the trees with some fruit. And all of that is a result of being rooted and grounded in the love of God. We grow in him, through his love and work within us. Our life is in him, our growth is in him, and the fruit that comes from our life is also through him. As a small sapling, God has taken and prepared the ground and dug a place for it, and a tree is there, and he watches it grow. With tenderness and loving care, that tree is his planting. And you and I are called the trees of righteousness. Give thanks today for that salvation we have in Christ, and that everything we have and are comes from him. May the Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless us and keep us this day and evermore. Amen.